Hello.
Hi, this is Mikhaila from Customer Support returning your call.
Yes, please. There was a charge that was made, and it was in the amount of $67.32 yesterday, and I don't know what that is for, but your number was associated with the charge.
Okay, I could take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
30052.
And your first and last name?
Bryson is the last name, Bryson.
Okay, one moment.
What company is this?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We service over 400 companies and products.
Okay.
It's just a moment. So I do have a D. Bryson coming up
Yes.
under. Okay. Could you
Right.
confirm your shipping address for security purposes?
2012 Emmerdale Place, Loganville, Georgia.
Okay, gotcha. Just a moment to look into these charges for you. Okay, I do see back on where it started, the account started on July the 13th. Looks like you got our welcoming gift, the tactical backpack. Do you recall that?
Yes, and that was supposed to be a free gift because I didn't sign up for anything else.
Correct. So that item was a free gift that you get for just paying the shipping and handling. But in the terms and conditions, it does inform you that it is a welcoming gift to our Consumer Gadgets Club, which you do have the option to opt out of within 72 hours before it bills you the membership fee of $67.32 due to the fact that
Okay,
there
could
was
you
no
please
attempt
reverse
to
that?
cancel.
Could you please reverse that?
So we cannot reverse the charge because it is a valid charge. But what I can do is definitely go ahead and cancel out the account, and I can offer a 35% refund.
No, that's all right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call my credit card company and I'm going to dispute the charge.
Well, I do have to inform you that due to the fact that the charges are valid, what happens is if they contact us, we inform them of our terms and conditions, and it
But
results in
what
a
I'm telling you,
chargeback.
no, what I'm telling you is that it was fraudulent marketing, and I'm sure you know that because it tells you that as you step through the process, you say, "Would you like this offer?" No. "Would you like this offer?" No. "Would you like this offer?" No. And you click through all of that and you say no, 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 no. And then finally, months later, then they bill you for this. And that's why it is a fraudulent charge. It's the way it's designed to operate to steal people and defraud them.
Well, it wouldn't be a fraudulent charge because all the information within the terms and conditions for the customer.
It is a fraudulent charge because there's nowhere in there that it clearly defines that there is this kind of an association, this kind of a fee, this kind of a club that you're joining. If I
It's
had
in the
seen
terms and
that, I would
conditions,
not.
sir.
That's what I'm telling you. It is not clearly stated in there. It is so well hidden that you can't find it because I was very careful in doing this. I'm telling you.
Okay, I do apologize that you feel that way. I am willing to offer a 50% refund instead of 35 for that most recent charge for you. But unfortunately, I personally don't have the ability to refund any previous charges. I can only touch the most recent charge, but I am willing to do 50%
Well,
for
there
you.
weren't any previous charges, were there? I haven't seen any.
Well,
Was there a previous charge?
it's a monthly subscription. So you
And
signed
when
up
did
in
it start?
July. July.
It didn't start in July.
Yep, it
That's what I'm
started July
saying.
13th. That's when you ordered the tactical bag. It was a monthly subscription.
Okay, yeah, please do that.
Okay. And
And
I
I'm
do
going to
have
call my
a
credit card company.
okay, I do
Yeah, go
have a
ahead.
confirmation number that the account was canceled. Would you like to write that number down?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Please.
So it is C as in Charlie, 262-846-363. And that's just your confirmation that the account was canceled and there won't be any attempts to bill you going further.
And do you have any idea what the name of the company is?
So the company that you ordered the product from is the you oh, it was online, the amazingdiscountbudget.com. The membership with the Consumer Gadgets Club.
Hold on a second. So what was the name of the company again, please?
AmazingDiscountBudget.com.
Okay, and the name of the membership was supposedly is what?
The Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.